Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focusing on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. But they are no longer living in the past or the future. They can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. So call the show on 646-617-6794 for some of that angelic guidance and advice. So hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I do acknowledge that I have several callers on the line, especially the 918 number and the 407. You've been holding a while. Please do continue to hold, as those people who are new to Angel Healing House Radio, I like to start off the program with an introduction of the topic today, and today is a wonderful topic, talking about our August energies and not only the calm before the storm, but the calm before the dawn. And so I take about, a few minutes, maybe five, maybe 10 minutes, I don't think that long, but talk about, introduce our topic, and then we will go straight into those phone calls and that 918 and 407, you're at the top of the list. So please do hang in there for that free reading. Now, I thought I would start the program off by addressing why so many callers on last week's show found themselves in such a funk and feeling quite without hope. Well, we are all experiencing the calm before the dawn of a new era that has the possibility of being reflective of our true, authentic selves. This quiet time without distraction for the first 2 or 3 weeks of August is actually a gift for us to dig deep in order to see the walls and the obstacles that we have built for ourselves. And it's only by taking some quiet time and going within that we can come face to face with unearthing our fears and limiting beliefs and restrictions that we are putting on our lives. You know, listeners, one of the greatest things that you can do at this time of intense quiet is to acknowledge to yourself, where have you been holding yourself back? Now, just a note here, the reason why doesn't really matter, you know, because it's whether it's worthiness or deservability issues, or whether it's out and out fear and terror of showing the world exactly who you authentically are, please do not beat yourself up for not addressing this before. These fears that have kept many of us closed off from receiving our authentic lives were firmly put in place to keep us protected until it was the right timing to step forward. Well, listeners, now is that time. Remember, to go beyond anything, we first must acknowledge and accept that which is. So thank your fears, for they have kept you safe and protected, and verbally tell them that you release them from their duties for now. Now, once this is done, I would actually like you to shift your focus, project yourself beyond those fears, and visualize your new life and what you wish to have for yourself. These intense energies that we are feeling are immense, and if you choose, and again, it is a choice, these energies can be the catalyst for each and every one of us to manifest that very new dawn to ourselves. Now, just a note here, the new dawn is anything that you desire to create without compromise in your life. Now, a caller on last week's show started comparing her life with a friend, asking why her friend was making more money than she was and why her friend's life was so much easier financially. Now, the posse of angels were shouting. They were literally shouting in my ear to tell this caller that we are all on equal playing fields when it comes to abundance. The difference why some people receive and some people do not receive comes down to making the choice in your heart to receive and being totally open. In fact, the only thing standing between yourselves and the changes that others are experiencing is a decision. The decision is to go beyond any fear in order to allow greater possibilities into your life. Now, over the past few weeks, we have all felt the intensity growing and stronger in our hearts. For me, it feels like a powerful, courageous, waiting lion that is biding its time to pounce in the most opportune moment. This calm before the dawn is giving you the opportunity to affirm to God and the angels the life that you desire for yourself. But listeners, nobody can visualize your life for you. You must take the first step and to project and visualize that life for yourself. In order for you to go from your present life to the life that you desire, it's as if you must first ignore all evidence from your five senses that show you that they are contrary to your desires being fulfilled. Trust deep in your heart that you are already what you want to be. The more you have complete faith in that, the more you will begin to allow co-creation with divine source. It is vital that if you want to manifest a new you and new circumstances, you must first place it in your imagination and live life from this viewpoint. Unlike our five physical senses that are limiting, our imaginations are vast and boundless. Remember, listeners, everything that you desire to manifest in your physical world must firstly be in your imagination in order to germinate and develop. Own that you are already who you want to be and live life in complete trust and faith in what you have imagined your life to be like. Now, as we move into more and more rapid manifestation will happen, and the flow of abundance that appears in our lives will be dependent on how much clearing work that we have actually done. And it'll be dependent on what we've concentrated our energies on and whether we are open to receive without expectation. That is a huge one. Now, the Posse of Angels are saying, hold on, that in order to receive, we must be operating from our truth inside and not controlled and influenced by outside forces like ego and money, and that we remain willing and open to receive. Those who are operating from this trusting center within will have it revealed to them where they are headed and the new beginnings and the next phase of their lives coming up. So before we continue with more insights into these amazing August energies, let's take some of your phone calls. 918, thank you for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Christopher.
Kristen?
Christopher.
Christopher, how are you this morning?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm very, very well. Do you have
awesome.
A question?
I was just wondering what Spirit wanted me to know the most of this time.
Okay. Any particular area is of more concern than others?
Well, I feel like I'm giving my personal power away. And I'm just needing a little direction on just needing direction.
Okay. All right. Let me see. 1 and 2 and 3. Yeah, they want you. They're saying that you are. If I was to ask you who the most important person in the world, in the universe is, Christopher, who would you tell me it is?
I'd have to say either myself or God. I mean,
it's got to be. And that's not for ego. That's not to be self-centered. That's to be in your truth, connected with that God consciousness, that God connectedness of who you are. And it seems like, you know, for a while there, or maybe your whole life, you've made sure that things are smooth sailing for other people. Sometimes you have not been on the list. They want you to strengthen and empower who you are, and if everything is okay, what am I getting? If everything is right for Christopher, then everything is right for the universe.
Okay.
And it's got to be that way. Let me see. They're asking me to ask you: Are you in relationships that are totally honoring for you?
Not exactly.
Okay, not exactly means no. it's like being a little bit pregnant. Either you are or you're not.
Exactly.
there are no gray areas here. And before, let's even 6 months, a year before, we could actually compartmentalize our lives. We could have a relationship that was dishonoring to us, and it wouldn't affect other areas of our lives. But now, as the energies are rising, as we are coming to full consciousness and living in pure authenticity, there can't be any part of our lives which are not a compromise. They must be 100% authentic. And they're saying that with your relationship, it's almost as if you have to draw a line in the sand and explain to people, once again, the new rules. Those were the old Christopher rules, that you would allow yourself to be dishonored or disrespected or taken advantage of or used or anything like that. Now they want to tell you that the new Christopher rules are, if things are all right for Christopher, then they're all right. Then they have to be all right for the rest of the universe. If people don't like this, you might have an attrition rate in people falling out of your lives, but that's okay. Because in order for our most authentic lives to come in, we actually outgrow relationships, we outgrow jobs, we outgrow different situations. And they're showing me it's like a lot of these relationships are a coat which has become too small for you.
Okay.
They want you to strengthen your conviction in who you are, stand up for yourself, And, you know, not in a mean way, you know, not don't go to these relationships and say, you know, go away, you know, I don't like you anymore.
Right.
the more that you stand up for yourself, the more that you are just truthful and honest and open and transparent, what will happen is they'll start to be a natural divide between you and these people. If they don't shift their game and they don't say, we will respect and honor you. If they're not going to do that, they can't come along on the same vibrational ride that you will.
Okay.
And they said that that will take you to all kinds of feel better places, and it will affect all other areas of your life.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Anything else that they wanted to? Yeah, they're saying that you are the alchemist. You are the magician. You have so much more power than you have allowed yourself to ever realize. You are limitless. You are boundless. And keep being as honest and open as you can possibly be, and things around you will shift enormously.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful to you, Christopher.
It has, yes.
Okay, take care and have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That goes for all of us listeners, to be as open, honest, and transparent, and then our lives become open, honest, and transparent and authentic, because what we vibrate inside will appear in our reality. Let's go to our next phone caller, 407. You're on the line with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff. Thank you so much for holding. Hello? Hello, 407?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello.
I don't know what that was. What?
No, go on.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. My name's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. You've been holding for a long time. I appreciate you holding. So, Michelle, where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Florida. How is Florida these days?
Very, very sunny.
Very sunny. So tell me. Are things sunny in your life, Michelle?
Three-fourths, I'd say.
Oh, three-fourths. Okay, let's see what we can do about that last quarter and get you up to speed. What's your question?
Okay, what's going on with me is I'm a teacher and I have my own business, and I'm getting students, and I'm happy and I'm grateful. I just need to get more, and I feel like I'm really on the edge of finding them, just not exactly sure how to get there.
Okay.
And
take on.
And there's one industry that I want to focus on specifically, and that's aviation, and I just want to know how you can maybe help me, direct me to get there.
Okay. So what is it you're actually teaching?
I teach English as a second language.
Okay. All right. English as a second language. And you want to get into the field of aviation?
Yeah. I had started in it, but I didn't get to complete what I wanted to complete, and now I want to do it on my own.
Okay. Now, again, where we've come from is, you could do one and not the other. It's almost as if they're pointing to you that this, it's like you have a foot in both camps. You really have to make a decision here. I feel let me just ask them to be a little bit more clear here. What are they showing me in the aviation? Let's say you had all the money in the world. What would you be doing?
I'd like to talk with foreigners.
Okay. Would aviation play into that at all?
Yeah.
Okay. And talk with foreigners. So do the English as a second language?
Yeah, speaking, practice, teaching in English.
Okay, I'm not sure, but you know, they're saying how can you combine the aviation with teaching English as a second language?
Because all pilots who fly international are required to speak English now.
Oh, all right. Okay, I see that. And so then, perfect. Okay, perfect. I do see the opportunity coming up for you that is going to make this happen. What I'm going to be reading about in a little while is the August energies, is we're not to push anything, because if you try to push something now, they're saying you are definitely on the right track. This has all the hallmarks of being financially lucrative for you. It's just that nothing is happening right now. They're showing me later on August, September, things will come to you, and it's almost as if by projecting yourself and by telling the universe, this is what I want, I don't want to compromise this at all, it must answer your prayers, and they want you to strengthen yourself. And just, it's interesting, just like the last phone caller, know that you are the magician. And by keeping that in your heart, that which you desire, it's like someone's going to come to you with a proposal. That's what they're telling me. Somebody's going to come to you with a proposal. Have you made connections in the aviation area? Have you made connections overseas? Have you done all of that?
I have made some connections, but I'm wanting to start to make more, but it's a little bit overwhelming because it's a whole industry. So I want to start contacting more people. I just was trying to narrow it down.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what I'm hearing very clearly? You don't need to narrow that down, because that is not that is not for you to do. That's for the universe to do, because that's the how.
Okay.
All you need to do is keep the intention in your heart, and that will be presented to you. It's coming. It's coming, and it's coming with ease, and it's coming with grace, and it's coming naturally and organically. So all they want you to do is they want you to take your worry, stress, and control off not having enough, because that's lack. Don't put yourself
in
line.
I don't want to do that. No.
Look, I put my hand up first. I'm at the beginning of the line. All those years if this and if that, instead of saying, I am that I am, and I can receive anything that I desire. So what they want you to do is put your focus on and project yourself in the future as if you are already living that. They want you to use a lot of I am. I am whatever title that is.
Okay.
Working in aviation, teaching people, traveling overseas, all of those things. Keep projecting yourself, and it will, that one person, don't put too much of your emphasis on the quantity, because you can have one person come to you and open up a gold mine.
Right.
Okay. So that's really where they should put your intentions. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Michelle. Keep projecting yourself in the future. I am that already. See yourself in your mind's eye. And in these times of rapid manifestation, the universe must answer your call.
Okay.
Coming towards the end of August into September. And when it happens, send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay.
All right. Look after yourself and be blessed. Take care.
Thank you, Candy. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 708, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Hello.
Can you hear me? Linda.
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
Linda.
Linda. How are you, Linda?
Yes. Good.
Good. What's your question?
Well, I just want to be restored and put on the correct spiritual path.
Okay. There are two reasons that I'm hearing, and the angels are, they always put these in my head and reverberates around in my little head when somebody has gotten off of that path of spirituality. One of those things, Linda, I don't even have to pull cards on this, is because, number one, is you're putting yourself last, or you're not nurturing, or you're not nourishing who you are. You're taking care of lots of other people, but you're not nourishing and nurturing who you are. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Okie dokie. What do you do in any given week, Linda, to make your heart sing, to give you joy, to help you to be playful? What do you do in any given week?
Maybe just reading and something like that.
Okay. Reading is passive. There's nothing wrong with reading, but I'm talking about something that allows you to be creative, allows you, whether it's something to do with art or singing or dancing or journaling. Some people love cooking. The best thing that I like to make is for dinner is reservations. So cooking is not my thing, but gardening, any creative form of...
Cooking would probably be one of them.
Okay, all right. Getting those ingredients together, savoring those flavors, those kind of things. That's very nourishing to us, getting the freshest of ingredients, doing those things. Okay, so that's nurturing and nourishing yourself, allowing yourself to play and emotionally have fun. That's what they want you to do. They want you to step that up during the week and allow yourself to play.
Okay.
Whatever makes you feel joyful. Number two, the reason we get off our spiritual path, Linda, is because we have stopped being grateful and appreciative for exactly what we have.
Okay.
And we are looking outside of ourselves for something to make us feel better. When in actual fact, in any given moment, we have everything we need. God has arranged it that our abundance and our being grateful and appreciative has nothing to do with how much money we have in the bank and how big our houses are or what designers we have on our back or anything like that. So how grateful and appreciative have you been for exactly what blessings you have now?
I believe that I'm not a real materialistic type person, so, you know, I don't focus a lot on those type of things.
Okay. So out of those two, then it's probably, if you really are grateful and appreciative for what you have, the thing that can bring you down spiritually is not allowing yourself to have joy in your life and to allow yourself time to be emotionally nurtured by playing.
Okay. By what you said?
What's that?
By nurturing, by what?
By nurturing yourself. Finding
opportunities
opportunities in any given week to help you to play, to feel good about yourself, all of those things. And then this will help you start over and feel so very good. You'll feel richer within yourself.
I think probably nurturing and taking care of others.
Oh, well, you know what? And how does that make you feel about yourself? Does that make you feel good or make you feel used?
No, it makes me feel good.
Yeah. Is there any time left over for you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's probably, you know, focus so much on others.
Okay. This is their message to you. They want you to know that the more that you can put your focus and attention now, it doesn't mean that you'll stop loving people, but you can actually say no. You can actually say no to people and still love them. But they want you to make you the priority.
Okay.
Okay, that's the most important message that they can give you. And by doing that, then people will respect and honor you more, and then you'll have respect and honor in your life.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House, 732. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, good afternoon, Candy. This is Carolyn. How are you?
Hi, Carolyn. How is New Jersey?
New Jersey is beautiful, and today it's a little overcast, but it's been beautiful. It's been heavenly. The clouds are heavenly. It's been beautiful. We have seen skies that only in the movies. Beautiful. I'm certain your brother has probably, I don't know if he enjoys that, you know, if he has time to go out, but it's been different.
Isn't that lovely? That's lovely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's happening in your life? How are you dealing with these August energies?
Candy. Ever since the closing, actually on the closing of the Olympics, it was just tremendous. I started crying, and it became personal. I don't know what happened with that energy, but I was like saying, why can't I be the star? I want to be that star. When is it my day? I cried for 24 hours.
Oh, Carolyn, okay, what the angels are just doing, they're poking me in the back and saying, tell her. They're showing me the star card in the tarot deck. You are the star already.
I guess it's a cleansing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is a very important time for us now. It's about rest. It's about recuperation. It's about getting ready for the new dawn, getting ready for that is amazing coming, not only for us individually and our prayers being answered, but they're also coming from a global point of view. And we're feeling it. We're feeling it very, very deeply. It's a very money time. It's a very abundant time. It's very spiritually rich and wealthy time that's coming up, and we're feeling this. What we're feeling is we're excited. It's getting this feeling in the pit of our stomachs, like anticipation, like a kid would be marking the days off Christmas.
That's how I was feeling before the closing of the Olympics. Every day I was that excited, and then on that day, and now it's kind of like it went into my head. And on top of everything, I had another interesting dream that I can't get it off my system. Maybe the angels, our posse of angels, could help us out. But I dreamed that I was with this gentleman who was about to move out of this beautiful white house, gorgeous, gorgeous house. He said he couldn't afford, he's going to go to something smaller. But then he goes, because I'm not too sure. I got the goosebumps. I guess this is very important that I tell you. I got this goosebumps. So then he goes away, and he's telling me, oh, I'm not sure. I think I'm coming back because I'm not sure if I want to move out or not. And I'm thinking, oh, this is so beautiful. I wish I could live here. All of a sudden I see him trying to break into the house. And I'm on the inside, and I'm telling him, don't break in. I'll open the window for you. Come around the door. And then he comes in, and he's telling me, I'm still not sure if I want to let go of this place. What does this mean? That was the end. I wrote it down.
Okay. You know, Carolyn, and this is for listeners and myself, too, that if we... whatever we intend in our hearts, the universe must match us. But this dream, so you haven't lost your faith and your hope and your trust that this house is yours. It's yours. It just hasn't manifested on the physical plane yet. Now, that manifesting on the physical plane, that was a wonderful dream because it was so succinct as to what is going on. This man is still not sure. He's still not sure as to whether he's going to go, whether he's going to come, whether he should stay. And I get the feeling like he changes his mind, even more, you know, than he changes his underwear. I mean, it's just like every 5 minutes, should I go? Should I come? Should I come? So this is all about timing. And the reason you have this dream is saying to yourself, keep projecting in the future, keep projecting yourself, you're already in there, and you're feeling that you get, and looking out that beautiful view, and all of your, all of that stuff, but the dream is telling you that it's just not the right timing yet, and it is dependent on this man. He will get to the stage where he finally, you know, like so many times in our life, we hear the alarm bells go off, and then we do nothing about it, and then something else becomes louder, and then something else becomes louder. He's just trying it on like a new coat. Do I like it? Do I not like it? Do I like it? And then after a while, he's going to go, okay, I'm ready to do this, and then it'll be time for him to move out and you to move in.
You're not going to believe this. He's a very wealthy man. He owns hotels. He owns hotels, historic hotels in New York. And this is like a little, beautiful, charming town that only people that have summer homes live there, only maybe a couple of families. But it's next to Asbury Park, and I want to help out a lot of families in Asbury Park, the ones that are needy. So that's
right.
That's what I want to do in life, you know, put up a center, write my books, move in that house, invite people into that beautiful house.
Oh, my God. I want to be there. Can I come and visit?
Yeah. Oh, Candy, listen, I'm telling you the truth. You told us back on May 22nd, whatever, that's a very important day, I remember. And you said to all of us for us to write down all our manifestations for 2012. And I wrote down. And one of the manifestations to get that house, also get lots of money to help globally, help across the world. And then I'm going to have a party, my first party, spiritual. It's to invite our guides. The posse and the angels are on that list, my invitation. There are many other ones. And then when it came, my second party is for Block Talk Radio because they host because they helped me on my spiritual journey since last year.
Because, wonderful.
And you're in it, Candy. Your name is in it. Your name
isn't
is in
wonderful?
It.
Isn't that wonderful? And
I know
and,
you're coming because you got to see your brother.
Yep,
I know
absolutely. There's no question that I'm coming. And it's just that the house is there. The house wants you to know that it can't wait for you to get in there with your energies. I mean, it's just.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. There are lots
I'm crying.
Of,
oh, my God.
I think, Carolyn, I said this to you before. There are fairies around that house, and you have such beautiful fairy energy. They're already preparing it for you. So the posse of angels are waving and going, it's a done deal. It just hasn't manifested yet on the physical plane.
Thank you. everything that I'm – thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'm in shock. Ask the angels, is everything that I'm manifesting, it's all, I have a list, and it's always in my head before I go to bed, when I get up, and I pray, and I do all, my life is 24/7 spiritual.
I know that, sweetheart. And all you need to do is just keep projecting yourself forward.
Perfect.
Because we think we're in times of rapid manifestation now. We're actually in rest and recuperation mode. We ain't seen nothing yet. And so, you know, when we're going into September, it's going to be the lights are on and people are home with the opportunities and the connections that are coming to us. So keep projecting yourself into that future. And I can't wait to be there and celebrate with you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And thank you, my angels. Thank you.
My beautiful friend. You look after yourself, and I can't
you
wait.
Too.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And your brother's coming too, and his family, and your husband, and
I
your pets, and your pets, if you have pets.
All right.
And whoever is listening, all the people that are listening today, I promise you, you're invited.
It's just beautiful. So,
thank you.
Keep projecting yourself, and it's coming.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till I hug you.
I can't wait to hug you. And until then, I'll give you an etheric hug.
Oh.
Take care, my sweet.
Bye.
All right. All the best.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.
All right. I'll just read a little bit more. Please, 615, please hang on the line. I know we've had a lot of callers, but I do want to read these August. This August message that the posse has given me. with this gift of quiet that these August energies are giving us, again, take your focus off of expectation and allow for the wonderful timing of life to let things unfold. It's like my beautiful rose bushes. You know, when I talk to them and visit them, I notice the new buds that have magically appeared as if overnight, when there's nothing there previously. You know, I don't sit there staring beady-eyed and waiting for the buds to blossom. I go off and I live life and seemingly forget about them, and I come out a few mornings later and there's magic. Nature has helped spring forth the most magnificent, perfectly formed roses. The rose bush certainly did not need my help, my pushing, and me telling it what to do, as Mother Nature did it all and perfectly in its own timing. With this marvelous gift of time that we have, ask yourself, what talent have you been holding back that is ready to blossom and burst forth? Where have you cut yourself off from others or allowed avoidance to keep you separate and not participating in the thrill of life fully? August is definitely telling us to get out there and get ready to step out and socialize when an opportunity presents itself. I've certainly asked the universe to bring me all kinds of social engagements that are fun, where I can meet connections and opportunities to help fulfill my wishes. This might have seemed like a big ask in previous months, as the energies were not very conducive to making anything happen, but August energies are different, and they're definitely here to help us. These quiet August energies are gifting us the gift of time. Please take time out to sit with your higher self in inspiration and in your intuition, so when the time is right, you can move, inspire, and move forward into changing your life. You know, listeners, even taking out a few moments every day with regular quiet time can bring in amazing, amazing insights. We all have experienced in the past that despite racking our brains, there's been little to no rational guidance, when in fact it's by slowing down in quiet time and opening ourselves up and getting away from our rational minds and into the flow of our intuitive hearts that unbelievable messages can be given us. So allow yourself to be still and listen in order for new inspirations to come to you, ones that may in fact change your life. So let's go to that 615 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, hi, hello. My name is Luba.
How do you spell your name? L-U-B-A. Luba, how are you today?
Luba. I am great. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What is your question, Luba?
Well, I just wanted to say I have enjoyed your show today, and I feel like I have gotten something from every caller. All of the readings that you've done, I've been able to apply them to myself. Especially the last caller, I'm very excited for her. I guess whatever message that Spirit will have me know or be aware of right now.
Any particular area in your life that is concerning you more?
Well, here lately, people who I don't know, whether I'm walking around or just doing everyday things, I always attract people who are very intuitive, and they keep sensing and seeing and telling me that abundance is coming and I need to keep using my abundance affirmations. They keep saying that, and I've been feeling it, so I'm glad to know that I'm not crazy. and I'm I'm trying to stay away from this how, you know, how is this going to happen, how, you know, all of that. I'm trying to stay away from that. And so I guess I want to know, what is it that I need to do now, whether it's spiritual work or business-wise, that is going to, I don't want to say help that manifest sooner, but that would be good.
Okay, you know what they're saying? They're saying that like attracts like, and the reason that you keep drawing these intuitive people to yourself is because this is shining who you are. This is your authentic self. Have you studied anything like Reiki? Have you done any courses on tarot? Have you done intuitive readings? Have you done any of that stuff?
Well, I've never studied anything about Reiki. I don't even really know what all that involves, to be honest with you. I've been doing, I guess, intuitive readings ever since I was little. Just didn't know I was just talking to people, you know. But I've never had any type of formal training or anything like that.
Okay, what they want you to do, okay, you got the Page of Wands here, and the Page of Wands comes in when it's about getting your message, your ideas, who you are, out to a wider audience. That's what that is. And they want you to be creative in how you're going to promote your intuitive readings and what you do. Now, to give a wider platform to intuitive readers, I've had many come to me that learn Reiki, and when they have their Reiki, practitioners certification, then they do intuitive counseling along with their Reiki energy healing work that they do. So if you can study some, it doesn't have to be Reiki, but if you can study some alternative platform that through that, then you can then do your intuitive counseling and intuitive readings. Do you have any business cards? Do you have any flyers? Have you treated
them? So are you seeing or saying that you see this abundance coming from me doing intuitive work?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The first card you got is the sun. There you are. You're bright. You're radiant. You're shiny. And the first thing out of your mouth was, I keep drawing intuitive people to myself.
Okay. Because I've been having this idea that I've been having this idea, not really sure what to do with it. Okay.
Absolutely. They're saying it's time that you got yourself out there in a much larger capacity, because what they're telling me is that with people shifting, they're going to need answers. And they're going to need to come to spiritually minded people to give them answers, you know, to the questions they have. Because when the shift happens, you know, when you haven't been particularly spiritual, you know, you look around you and your life that you're living is no more representative of the new vibrations inside of you, and they're going to need answers, and they're going to need to come to Luva as one of the spiritual teachers. They want you to embrace yourself as a metaphysical teacher. So when you go to bed, or in your time of meditation or reflection, they want you to say, I am the metaphysical teacher.
Mm.
And that's who you are. That's who you are, and they want you to embrace that. The more that you can embrace that, and the more that you can affirm that to the universe, the more that the universe will then treat you like the metaphysical teacher and send you out there. And bring people to you. But what I'm saying is, if you can have that platform of something like Reiki or some alternative therapy or something like that, then you can incorporate your intuitive counseling with that.
Okay.
And I hope that's been helpful to you.
It's been really, really helpful.
It will provide an extraordinary platform for you to be your authentic spiritual self.
Okay.
So have a blessed, beautiful day, Luva. And when things start to really transpire, send me an email to candy@angelhealing.com.
Okay, I will do that, Candy. Thank you so much. You're sweeter than your name.
Okay. Angel blessing to you, sweetheart. And,
thank you.
It's all coming to you. You just have to open up your hands wide to receive it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. I'll just go on here a little bit more about the energies. MYQI heart one, please hang on the line. I'll be with you in 1 minute. So once again, August will give us an amazing opportunity to anticipate our new lives while we imagine, we visualize, and project them to the universe. And to save you some heartache, please don't trust things, because it's not the right time. Stay in the present moment. What a blessing this time of rest and recuperation for us to really solidify and really, really project to the universe what we want our lives to look like as the timing is coming for us to step forward when those opportunities and connections are surely coming towards us at the end of August and September for a new dawn. And for many of us who have worked on forgiveness and unconditional love, we're champing at the bit and we're waiting like that lion to pounce. Or are we? Just because we've cleared and cleansed our lives and broken away from people and things, that doesn't mean that there won't be fear when we step forward. Fear is one of the greatest barriers to moving forward, but in order for the new possibilities to present themselves, the familiar must be left behind because we've simply outgrown it. I love the expression to feel the fear and do it anyway. In fact, everyone feels fear, but the difference is that some people will feel the fear and still step forward anyway towards that which makes their heart sing and that which is their heart's desires. You have to be prepared to leave the old behind, even though it's fearful, to step out into new experiences. The energies of August are certainly assisting us with widening our beliefs and our abilities and our gifts and our talents. In some instances, we may feel a rush inside as we discover new possibilities, new projects, and new ideas that will bring us great rewards. But we must, in order for things to unfold for us, we must trust. So with this in mind, do you feel that you've got something to promote, or do you have ideas of things you'd like to accomplish or have in your life? And while on the surface August seems a bit sleepy, there's so much going on underneath the surface. Just keep readying yourself for that. Let's go to the phone lines. My heart one, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello, it's there. Yes. What's your name? I'm sorry, the line is not very good. Again, I can't hear you very well. I'm only getting one or two words. The line is very, very hard to hear. Can you call back and then I will answer the phone again? That line that you're on is very disruptive, this line.
Okay.
Okay. 562, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, hello. This is Callie, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What's your question?
My question is, and I'm having this is job, potential job, that has been kind of dragging on. I keep saying every month she keeps telling me, yes, you're going to start, you know, it was supposed to start in August. And now she moved it towards the end of August, and I'm getting the feeling it's going to go into September. So,
okay.
See, what do you see in that respect?
Okay, so this is a job that you're going to start?
Yeah, it's like I will be an independent contractor, but it's still a job because I get paid for what I do.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you love doing this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, if you love doing this, then it must come into reality. There is the Empress card. It's seeing you being recognized and remunerating, feeling good about yourself. You're an authority. The work will come to you, and there's celebration around this. But don't force anything. Because if you force anything, you're just going to be spinning your wheels. So allow this to happen. And as I said, end of October, going into September, you and everyone else, keep projecting in the future, you doing this job, working with extraordinary people, the remuneration and the recognition in all ways abundantly keep flowing into you. And absolutely, that Three of Cups card doesn't come up unless there's joy, happiness, working with people that you love, and all of that. How does that sound?
Sounds great. We'll just, you know, keep thinking positive and that it's going to come into place.
It's got to come into fruition, because if I was to ask you who the most important person in the world, who would you tell me?
Me.
It's got to be you. Good girl. Okay, go out there and make it an extraordinary day. Take care of yourself and be blessed.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, going on. My key heart one.
Hi. Hello. Hi, can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. I've got 4 minutes. Don't rush. I've got 4 minutes, but what is your question?
I've been in transition all this year, moving from place to place, and it looks like I'm going to have to do that again in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I'm leaving this all up to spirit, but I have no idea where I'm going. Any insights in that?
Okay, any insights? Let's go. Oh, great cards. Yeah, you've been on a bit of a rocky road, but they want to say that it will smooth. Your road is smoothing down. They want to tell you, please keep following your intuition. Don't get into logic at all, please. Don't go there at all. They want you to, whatever your intuition tells you, not only listen to it, but act upon it immediately. If it has that good feeling in your heart, they want you to step forward immediately.
So I assume they're providing all the way it needs to do this then.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Because that's the how and the when. Don't you get muddled up in the how and the when. Open yourself up to receive and project to yourself. They want you to do that I am. I am abundant. I am wealthy. I am successful. Whatever it is, I am, and projecting yourself where you want to live, in the area you want to work in, all of those things, the people around, and it's got to come to fruition in this time of rapid manifestation. Trust, that's a huge word now. Trust that the universe has your back, and let go of that worry, stress, and concern.
Yeah.
It's got
Thank
to come.
You so
it's
much.
Got to come to you. You are so limitless and boundless, and you have so many powers of alchemical powers to make whatever you desire in your heart a reality. That's what
Beautiful.
They're saying. That's what they're saying to you. There's new beginnings coming up. There's new beginnings coming up. Just you have to show the universe that you're the boss.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go on. I've only got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Do you hear Mount Shasta at all around us?
Okay. Let me pull one card on that and see what we've got. Yes. No question. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You've got some spiritual work. They want you to know you've got some spiritual work to do up there.
Okie dokie.
I've got to go. Love and blessings to you. Keep projecting yourself forward. All right. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Candy.
Bye-bye. And that's the end of our program. Thank you to all my wonderful callers, everyone, all listeners. Keep projecting yourself forward. August is giving us a wonderful opportunity of rest and recuperation before the new comes in, the new dawn for all of us. As I said, that wraps up the show. Please remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my listing and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session and Reiki healing session, please call me on 831-277-3716 or email me, candy@angelhealinghouse.com. It can be done locally, in the Los Angeles area, nationally, or internationally. And until next time, allow your radiance and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Thank you so much for listening and continuing to listen. See you next Tuesday. Love and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.